The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parashah is Parashas Pikudei. In this parsha, we have the sum totals of all of the materials which were donated for the Mishkan. And the Torah tells us, "Ubetzal ben Uri ben Hur lamat Yehuda, Osa is kol asher tzibo Hashem es Moshe." And Betzalo, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, excuse me. Mate Yehuda did all which Hashem commanded Moshe. Beito Oliyav ben Achisomach lamate Don, and Oliyav, the son of Achisomach of the tribe of Don. Chorosh v'Choshe v'Rekem, they did the stone cutting. They supervised the stone cutting, the artistic works, the fabric works from the all of the materials. And then the Torah tells us further, Vayas bo es adne pesach el ma'ed. They made the sockets for the opening of the oil ma'ed. They made the altar of copper. This is what was made from the copper or the brass. Then minatcheles vargomon v'salashoni, and from the fabrics they made the ephod, the abne hashoham. They made all of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, the choshen, the breastplate, with all of its precious stones. The Torah goes into detail again as to how they made it. The me'idl, another garment for the Kohen Gadol, the abnet, and so forth. And then on Perek Lamedes, Posuk Lamed Beis, it states, Vatechel kol avedas mishkan ohel ma'ed. They completed all of the work for the Mishkan. Mayasu v'nei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein osu, and they did all what was commanded of Moshe. Vayaviu es haMishkan el Moshe, and they brought it all to Moshe. And the Torah details exactly what did they bring. They brought the Aron haEdus, the Aron, the Mizbeach Hazov, the golden Mizbeach, and Posuk Mem, Perek Mem, Posuk Mem Gimel, Vayar Moshe's Kol Malocha. Moshe saw all of the Malocha which they did. Vinei Oso Esoka Asher Tziva Hashem, and they did everything in accordance with the commands of Hashem. Kein Osu, Vayevorach Esom Moshe, and Moshe blessed them. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and then Hashem said to Moshe, saying, "B'yom haChodesh haRishon be'echod laChodesh." On the first day of the month, which month? The first month, which would be Nisan. Tokim es Mishkan ohel moed. You shall erect the sanctuary of Hashem. Sam toshom es Aron haEdus. And there you should put in the Oren, V'sakeisal Oren es HaParoches, and cover it with the curtains, and bring in the Shulchan, the table, and the menorah, the candlesticks, and the Mizbeach Hazov, the golden altar. The Torah goes through all of this. And then you should bring in Aaron and his sons and dress them in the Bigdei Kohuna. And again now, it states at the in Pasuk Tesh Zayin, Vayas Moshe Kechol Asher Tziva Yisoy, Hashem Yisoy Kein Oso. And Moshe did all of this. Vayhi Bachodesh HaRishon. When it came the first month, Bashon Ashenis, in the second year of the going out of Egypt, Be'echor Lachodesh, the first of the month, Hukam HaMishkon. The Mishkan was put up, was assembled. Vayokem Moshe es HaMishkon, Vayitein es Adono, Vayosem es Korosho, Vayitein es Berbricho. And the Torah again goes through detail exactly how Moshe assembled the entire Mishkan. He brought in the Oren, he brought in the Shulchan, he brought in the Menorah. Until finally, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it states, Vayechal Moshe es HaMelacha. Moshe completed all of the works. Vayechase Onon es Ohel Moed. And the cloud of Hashem covered the Ohel Moed. Uchvod Hashem Mole es HaMishkon. And the honor of Hashem, which was the cloud, filled the entire sanctuary. Here we have the completion of the work by Yisrael under the supervision of Bezalel and Eliab, and the bringing of everything to Moshe and the assembling of everything by Moshe Rabbeinu. They started this work on the day after Yom Kippur, the Yud Aleph Tishrei, the 11th of Tishrei, when Moshe came down. They left Egypt on the 15th of Nisan, and approximately 5 or 6 months later, which was Tishrei, they started this work. And the reason cited many times is because in Sivan they went to the Mekabel the Torah, and Moshe was there for 40 days. He came down, there was the episode of the golden calf. He went up for another 40 days to ask for Slicha or Mechila. Came down, brought up new tablets. He had broken the first tablets. He went up a third time. Finally, he came down with the new tablets and with Slicha Mechila, which was on Yom Kippurim. So the day after Yom Kippur is when they started this Melocha. They finished it, the Chazal tell us, on the 25th of Kislev, which was the day destined to become Chanukah in the later centuries. This means that they occupied themselves with the work of the Mishkan for approximately 2.5 months. The remaining days of Tishrei, all of Mar Cheshvan, and 25 days in Kislev. But Hashem told them not to assemble it on the 25th of Kislev, but to wait until the first day of Nisan. Medrash gives the reason, because he wanted it assembled in Nisan when Yitzchak was born, which would be a number of months later. And that's referred to as the Shana Hashenis, the second year of going out, because they counted from Nisan, so this was the second Nisan. Incidentally, the Medrash brings the Hanukkah came with a complaint. Kislev came with a complaint. You took a Yantif away from me, because the day that the Mishkan was assembled was from the greatest Yom Tovim that we ever had. It states it was a day like the same as the creation of Shemayim Va'oretz, of the heavens and the earth. It's a great Yantif. And Kislev had a complaint. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Olai L'Shalem, I owe it to you. I'll give you another Yantif. And that's why Hanukkah comes out on that month. Here, Klal Yisrael came actually to the highest level. The highest level is that of having the sanctuary, the Mishkan, the Mikdosh. As we say in the Dayenu, in the Agorah Shel Pesach, We list there 15 milos, one level after another level after another level. It started with the going out of Egypt, and it ends, Shebon Alono es Beis HaBachira, Kodesh Baruch Hu built for us our Beis HaMikdosh. Except this level had not taken place in Eretz Yisrael yet. So it was to take place in Eretz Yisrael during the time of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. But here we were coming to the highest level, where we would have the Torah and the Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come and dwell amongst us. Vasu li mignush v'shachanti b'seichom, make for me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst you. Now this whole exercise of building the Mishkan, which was enormously complex and with great wisdom, chokhmah, and great secrets of the Torah, and every stitch that was made, and great artistic work, the gold and the silver and the bronze and the fabrics and the skins and the incense and the perfumes and so forth. This started in Parshas Truma. And there the Torah leads off by saying, this was five parshas ago, the Torah leads off by saying, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, v'yikuli truma, and take from them offerings. Now here we're referring to the offerings that will be needed for the Meleches HaMishkan, for the sanctuary. Me'ez kol ish ashe yidvenu libay, tichu es trumosi. From every man whose heart, whose generosity will spur a man, you shall take my truma. You shall take contributions for me. The Torah didn't have to say, Ashe yidvenu libay. Take from every man whose heart will inspire him to bring these contributions. Could have said, V'yikuli truma me'ez kol ish tikhu es trumasi. From every person you must take these offerings. Why does it say yidvenu libay? Whose heart will uplift him to bring these offerings. Actually, Rashi brings Shleish Trumai Samuras Kan. We're speaking about three types of offerings here. This coming week is Parsha Shkolim, and there it's listed out. There were three types of offerings. There was one offering which everyone had to give, and that was a half a shekel, and that would be used, half a shekel of silver, and that would be used for all of the bases, the sockets of the uprights. And on that, the wealthy could not give more and the poor could not give less. This was like a taxation on every person, exactly. There was another truma, another offering, which was also a maxis hashekel, a half of shekel of silver, which was a very generous amount. And that was taken every year, not just once off. And from there were brought all of the korbanos hatzibur, all of the sacrifices that came on behalf of the people, the tzibur, the nation. This was called Ketz HaMizbeach, and the korbanos hatzibur. And there also it was a dover kotzup. It was an exact amount. Nobody could give more, nobody could give less. The reason for this was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everyone represented, and everyone represented equally. The third truma was the one that we are referring to, Asher Yidvenu Libay, that each one should give in accordance to the desires of his heart. And that was all of the other materials which were necessary for the building of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary. Gold, silver, copper, fabrics, and so forth. And the people gave, because we learned in the later parshas, they came with so much that the Bezalel and the Oliyov and the Balei Malocha came, and they came to Moshe, they said, it's too much. And Moshe had to tell them to stop bringing. There was a surplus, an oversupply. And this third truma, where it states, Yidvena Liboy, why? Why in accordance to the generosity of one's heart? We should say, everyone must give. If we look in Parshas Vayakhel, where this is repeated over, in the first it's Hashem is telling Moshe, and then Moshe starts to instruct the people, and the people start to bring. In Parshas Vayakhel, in Perek Lamed Hei, there it states, from Posuk Dalet onward, it states, Nidvas Liboy, the generosity, the contributions of a person's heart, or it states, Nesias Liboy, in accordance to the upliftment of his heart, or it states, Nesias Ruchai, in accordance to the upliftment of a spirit, no less than 6 times. It states, Kehu mi'itchem truma l'Hashem kol nediv libay, everyone whose heart uplifts him. Then further it states, just looking for it, Vayavo kol ish asher neso libay, every man whose heart uplifted him, v'chol asher nodvo ruchai, and whosoever spirit, this is in Pasuk Chof Aleph, and whosoever spirit uplifted him, hevio es trumas Hashem lemeleches oil maid, brought his offerings to Hashem for the work of the oil maid, mo'edu levigdei hakodesh, and for the garments of the kohanim. By the women also, it states, kol nediv lev, whosoever heart uplifted them. Again it states, anoshim asher nosa libon, esona bechochma tovu esa izim, all of those whose hearts uplifted them went and volunteered their wisdom and their work. Choftes kol ish v'isha asher nodav libay osam lo havi l'chol ha'malocha asher tziva Hashem la'aseis b'yad meisheh hiviyo v'nei Yisrael nedova l'Hashem. All, every man and woman whose hearts uplifted them. So no less than 6 times does the Torah mention this. What does the Torah mean by all of this? This means, what is it, first of all, what is the translation of it? Not v'libam. Rashi brings in Parshas Truma, where it's first mentioned, it means Ratzon Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take Truma from Kol Ish Hashem Not V'libay, Ratzon Tov, that will give with a good will. With a good will. Which means with a desire, with a generosity, with a full heart. Now, what are we speaking about here? Now, even though if a person fulfills a mitzvah, and he doesn't have such a good heart, he doesn't have such a good will, nevertheless, it's still a mitzvah. But it's not at all the type of mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not a mitzvah shlema. Not only if he has ulterior motives, Let's say he fulfills a mitzvah because he wants to have a good name. He wants to gain honor. Or maybe it's good for his business. If he can put on a sign that he's a Shomer Shabbos, he'll get more customers. Or he's afraid. If he doesn't fulfill mitzvahs, what will people say about him? Or Yiras Onesh, or he's afraid of punishment. There for sure it's not with a good heart. That, in fact, is what the sages call mitzvah shalei lishma, which is not a good mitzvah at all. Nevertheless, the Chazal tell us, la'ilam gayim oda mitzvah shalei lishma, shemitek shalei lishma bol lishma. Nevertheless, it's better to do that than to do nothing, because through that you will hopefully one day come, the mitzvah will bring you to do mitzvahs lishma, l'shem shemayim, without ulterior motives. But we're not speaking necessarily about that. We're speaking where he has no ulterior motives. He's not doing it for other reasons. It's just he's reluctant. He's not doing it with a lev sholem, with a full heart. He's doing it half-heartedness, or without heart, with a reluctance. Nevertheless, that's not nodva libam. That's not nisov libay. Here we see the Torah specifically wanted full heart. Why? Here the answer is very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu already was temeya, the Medrash brings. He was wondrous. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to build for him a bais, a home? He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the heavens belong to you. The earth is demiraglov, the earth is your footstool. You need us to build a home for you. Do you need our gold and our silver? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Li hazor, veli hakesef. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to come on to ask from us for gold and silver and cedar wood to build his home. Kodesh Baruch Hu has all of the gold in the world. More than all in the world. The same as silver. So what does he need from us? He doesn't need that from us. He needs our hearts. That's what he needs from us. He wants you to bring forth from what you have with heart to build a home for me. He's not a poor man that needs something to eat. So here we understand it very well why consistently it states, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if someone is going to come reluctantly and throw a little money at me, he says, thank you, that I don't need. I need the fullness of your heart. And the people responded, there was so much, it was too much, that they had to say, stop bringing. When it comes to building a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart to generate the wealth. Not the wealth. But we can go further. We find this mitzvah of lev, that lev has to be in the mitzvah. We find it by other mitzvahs also. For example, we find it by the mitzvah of tzedakah, which actually the yeshiva is learning about presently in Masechta Baba Basra. In Parshas Re'eh, in the Parsha of Tzedakah, Perek Tesvav Pasuk Zayin, Torah tells us, Ki yevocha evyon me'achar achecho be'achar chorecho be'artzecho. If there will be, when there will be a poor man amongst your brothers, from your brothers, in your land, leisa amitzis lebobacho, do not harden your hearts. Here we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions hearts. Do not close your hand from him. Kifasoa tiftach es yot kolai, bahave taviteno de machsori ashe yexalai. Open your hands to him. Give to him what he is lacking. He shomelacho ben yel dover im levovcho bile el. A second time, heart. Be careful that you shall not have evil thoughts in your hearts. To say, why should I lend him money? The Shemitahs come in. When the seventh year comes, the loans are cancelled. No sein titain lai, give to him, velo yeira levovcho. A third time it mentions heart. And do not have evil thoughts in your heart. Do not show a bad heart to him. Beseech kailei when you give to him. Because through this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you on all of your deeds. Pasach tiftach es yotcha, and so forth. Three times does it mention by the mitzvah of tzedakah. Not only open your heart, open your hand, but open your heart. Do not close your heart. There also we can ask, what do we need hearts for? The poor man needs the food. He doesn't need your heart. He needs the cash. Doesn't need your heart. What's happening here? We have a number of answers on that. First of all, actually, not only are we obligated to give tzedakah with our money, we are also obligated to give from our hearts to the Oni. What does that mean? The Gemara brings, and the Rambam summarizes this in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud. Call in halacha dalad. Call hanesin stoker lo oni. Besave upon him rose. Whoever gives stoker to a poor man. But save upon him rose. Save upon him rose means with great reluctance. Gives the cash. Gives the cash and gives the money that is needed. Someone comes and says, I must have what to eat. I must have what to bring home. You give him 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand. But the savor upon him rose, but with reluctance, with irritation. Here, take it. Or he needs a loan. Uponav kvushes bakaka afilo nosan lay elef zuhubin. We said 5,000. The Rambam says even if you give him 1,000 gold pieces, ibeit schusai v'ifsido, you have lost your mitzvah. You have lost your mitzvah. Even if you give him 1,000 gold pieces. Because the Torah commanded with levovcho, that when you give, you must give with your money and your heart. You have to give him with a good countenance, with simcha, with happiness. And you have to share in his difficulty. Shinemar im lebechisi lokeshi yem anom nafshi leevjoin. Umedabele divere tachanunim benichumim. And you have to uplift his spirits and comfort him. Shinemar velev almain aranin. As it states, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to the almonis. Here we see that the mitzvah is not only to give him money, but the mitzvah is to give him your heart also. And if you give him money, without your heart, you've lost your schus. What happens if the oni comes and he needs and you don't have what to give him? There's still a mitzvah tzedakah. You can still fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah with your heart, with words that come from your heart. Comfort him. Be generous to him with your words. But also ligor be'oni. You're not allowed to shout to him, at him. Because in this mitzvah, in particular, besides the mitzvah of tzedakah, there's another mitzvah, and that is lihidamos libore, to emulate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it states that he heals the brokenhearted. And it states by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he lifts up the spirits of the broken. The Rambam says, "Oi, how sorry must be, how sorry one must be for he who pushes away the oni, who shouts at the oni, or who embarrasses the oni." You have to be like a father to him, with compassion and with words. Shenemar Av Onechi Le'avyoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the father to the poor. So the first answer by tzedakah is because we're obligated not only to give him money, we're obligated to give him heart also. The second answer is that we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps people not only with financial resources. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps people by uplifting their spirits, by comforting them. The third reason also, and that is similar to what we're saying here. There was a Roman nobleman. Forget if it was a Roman nobleman or a Roman noblewoman. It happens both many times with Rabbi Kiva and others of the Tanoim. And they came to him, to Rabbi Kiva, and they said that you Jews are not fulfilling the will of your God. He said, why not? He says, because there are poor people. Why are they poor? God made them poor. God wanted them rich, he would give them wealth. So he decreed they should be poor. And now you Jews go and give them money. You're not fulfilling the will of the Almighty. If Hashem, if God wanted that you should give them money, so what does he need you for? He would give them themselves. So the Kiva answered, this is very good what you're saying. It's a good observation. But the answer is, God wanted us to give him money. He could have eradicated all poverty from the world very easily. But then, where would there be the mitzvah of tzedakah? Where would there be the opportunity for compassion to other people if no one needed compassion? Where would there be the opportunity of generosity to other people if no one needed generosity? Therefore, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a world, in order to give us the opportunity to become great and show compassion and generosity to other people. And this is the will of the Almighty. This is what he answered him. So again, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need? He has to come to us and asked us for a loan of some money so he could feed the poor. That he could take care of himself. He needs the lev, he needs the hearts of the people. He needs the will of the people. Not the money. He needs that the people have the will to give their money to others. If he just needed the money, then he could take care of himself. If you want to see the difference between giving tzedakah with a good heart and giving tzedakah with not a good heart, the Rambam brings here, the Radvaz brings as a source for these words of the Rambam, which we mentioned, he brings from our Sugya and Baba Basra. Omer b'Yitzchok, kol ha'nesein prute la'oni misborak b'sheish baroches. If you give money to a poor, you get 6 baroches for that. Ha'mafayshe b'dvorim, if you are generous to him with words also, misborak b'yud alef baroches, you will get an additional 11 baroches. In other words, there are more brachas for being kind to him with words than just giving him money. If you give him money, Kodesh Baruch Hu blesses you with 6 brachas. Amafaisa b'dvorim, if you're generous and kind and compassionate to him with words, you will receive another 11 brachas. V'yolich lo mikroi, and this the Gemara learns from Sukkim. Therefore we see this concept of doing mitzvahs not only through the physical act, but that the heart of the person must be in the mitzvah. We see that here by the Beis HaMikdosh. We see it by Tzedakah. Excuse me. We find it also by the mitzvah of Chesed. The mitzvah of Chesed was the midah of Avraham Avinu. There we see Avraham had his heart in the mitzvah. How do we see that? He was a redef Chesed. He pursued it. If he couldn't do Chesed, we see he was upset. At the time when the Malachim, there was no one coming where he could do Chesed for them. He became broken. When Eliezer came to test Rivka, to see if Rivka would be a suitable companion, a suitable wife for Yitzchak, Avram's son, he said, "The house of my master is built on chesed, gemilas chesed, loving kindliness. She has to be befitting for that. I will test her with chesed." What did he test her with? We've said many times. He didn't merely say that I will go up to a young girl and tell her that I'm thirsty, please give me to drink. No. He said that the girl that I go to and Omra Shisei and I will tell her, I will ask her for drink. And she will say to me, Shisei Adoni, I will give you to drink. V'gam gemalecha ashkia, and I also will give you camels. Then she is the one that is proven for my master's son Yitzchok. Two things he tested her with. If she'll respond to what he asked her. And not only that, but if she'll jump at the opportunity to do much more than he asked her. He asked her merely, I wanted something to drink. Meanwhile, he had 10 camels there, plus camel drivers. And she said, drink, and also I will give to all of your camels. That shows the generosity. She's not merely responding and doing what's necessary, what's imperative. That shows fullness of heart. That shows nidvas liboy, ratzon hatov, where there's a total goodwill in it. And this is what he tested her with. This is besides the fact that the Maral holds that by chesed, the essence of chesed has to be with fullness of heart. Otherwise, he holds this, you've been mashana the tzura of the mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah anymore. The essence of the chesed has to be with fullness of heart, with fullness of lev tov, of a good heart, with fullness of goodwill. Why? Because he writes, the essence of chesed is the will to give goodness to others. That's the essence of chesed. Where a person has in him the will to give goodness to others, and he follows through with it, that's chesed. If a person does good for others, but he lacks the will to do it, he does it because he's forced to do it. He does it because with reluctance. He holds the whole mitzvah is lacking. The greatness of the mitzvah is lacking. It's no longer can be considered what he calls chesed, the tev hagomor, the complete tov, the complete goodness. And this is why our Chazal always refer to chesed as avas chesed. The chesed has to be with the love to do chesed. Otherwise, love chesed, that's not the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking about. And rightly so, because we learn chesed from Avraham Avinu. And this was the chesed that Avraham was known for. So then we see also that lev heart has to be part and parcel of the mitzvah. Another place we find this. We find this by Keser Shel Torah, the crown of Torah. The Rambam brings in Per Gimel of Hilchus Talmud Torah. He says the mitzvah to study Torah is on every man of Israel. He must set aside time during the day and during the light, during the night, to study Torah. As it states, Yogisaba Yemam Valaila, by day and by night. Ubishochbecho Ubkumecho. From this mitzvah, no one is excluded. What is the shiur, though? What is the amount that one must learn? That the Rambam says there's no shiur. Even if one learns one posuk, one sentence, he has fulfilled this mitzvah. Then the Rambam brings in Per Gimel the greatest crown that was given to Klal Yisrael is Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. For that, he says that it's going to take more than studying one posuk in the morning and one posuk in the evening. And in Halacha Vav, he says, Mishen Asoel Libo Lekai Mitzvazu Kiroi. Now he uses the language Mishen Asoel Libo. Whoever's heart has uplifted him, has driven him, motivated him to fulfill this mitzvah properly, Uliyais Mukhta Bekeser Torah, and to be crowned with the crown of Torah, he's going to have to be totally preoccupied with the pursuit of Torah all of the time, and anything else has to be considered secondary to him. There's other things he has to do, but that's of secondary importance. And then he goes on in detail. Now here he starts again with lev. He says, to fulfill the mitzvah, actual mitzvah, all right, that you can learn a posuk in the morning and a posuk at night. But you want the crown of Torah, that's going to take fullness of heart. That you will never gain the crown of Torah with reluctance. You will never gain the crown of Torah half-heartedly. That is going to take an all-inspiring, motivating ambition to one Keser Shel Torah. Here we see, again, you want crown of Torah, there's going to have to be heart in it, fullness of heart. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon also brings that. He brings that whenever a person learns, he must not learn things which are beyond him. above him. Things which are too difficult because for him. Because he cannot learn that with a great love of learning. And learning requires love. Love comes from the heart. Why does learning require love? Learning requires a lot of elbow grease and a lot of hard labor, but also love. Why? He says, because if there's not the love in the learning, ultimately, kotzlei v'holachlei, will become unappetizing to the person and he'll walk away from it. We always keep eating because we have an appetite to eat. We enjoy the eating. You do have people, many in their old age, they lose their appetites. They have a problem. They lose their appetites. They don't bother to eat what they should eat. But when a person is healthy, you don't have to remind him to eat because he enjoys eating. The same thing, you want Keser Shel Torah, there has to be the love of the learning in it, with a full heart. And that'll drive the person. Otherwise, eventually, it'll become irritating to him. Enough, it's enough, is enough. And he'll go away from it. This is what the Vilna Gaon says. If we go further, we have specific mitzvahs where the Torah emphasized, Liba Bayi Rachmana. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want your heart. The truth of the matter is, we have it by all mitzvahs also. Where do we have it by all mitzvahs? In Parshas Kisovei. In Parshas Kisovei, near the end of the Sedra, right after the rebukes, Kodesh Baruch Hu says that I will bring, heaven forbid, curses on Klal Yisrael, rebukes on Klal Yisrael. Techochos, tachas asher le'avadatos Hashem elokecho b'simcha, because when you had so much, you did not serve me with simcha u'betuv levov, and with goodness of heart. Me'rev kol. Here we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants heart in all of the mitzvahs. He didn't say you didn't serve me. You served me. But you served me with a half of heart. You served me reluctantly. It was not not v'libay. You didn't serve me b'simcha u'betub levav, and with goodness of heart, with fullness of heart. Like Rashi brings, rotzon hatov, with the entire will of a person. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are certain mitzvahs where explicitly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote Nidvas Libay, here by the Mikdash. We counted 7 times. Sor Libay, Nidvas Libay, Siyas Ruchay, other mitzvahs. But in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. What is the purpose of it? The purpose is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a servant that will serve him b'chol ha'odam, with the entire person. Just like a person cannot serve without seichel, without mentality. If he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he fulfills mitzvahs without heart, that's a half a person. That's a shell. That's like a golem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in. He's not interested in glomim. He wants those to serve him as an odom, as a person. A person is made up of a physical body with a mentality, intelligence, with heart, with will. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is someone that serves Hashem b'chol ha'odam. Lefi zeh, accordingly, it's not like one would think that you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway. If you put heart into it, it's better. Now, if you don't put heart into it, the mitzvah, and sometimes it might not even be a mitzvah, like the Rambam writes. And if it is a mitzvah, it's a very low-grade mitzvah. To the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tachas Asher lo avadato, Hashem elakecho betub levov. He points the fingers. You served me, but not with goodness of heart. And he brought the churban. He's referring to the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the destruction and the golus. This level that we're referring to, actually the sages have another word for it. They refer this to as drizus. Zrizus that comes from Abba. It says when a person has, Zrizus does not mean, many people translate Zrizus means fast. Now fast is a very empty word for it. Zrizus means with inspiration and enthusiasm and motivation, with fullness of heart. Because Chazal tell us that Zrizus was the quality of the tzaddikim. When they did something, of course they did it fast, but why did they do it fast? They did it fast because they were so inspired to do it. They were so enthusiastic about it. They believed in it so much. Actually, salespeople will tell you that if you believe in what you're selling and you're enthusiastic over it, you'll be a good salesman. You'll get the message across. Avraham was a Zoris because he believed in what he was doing. He was enthusiastic over it. He was inspired over it. He couldn't hold himself back from it. When a person has enthusiasm and inspiration, it's like riding a wild horse. He can't even hold himself back from it. And this is what we find by Abraham. Because I'll tell us it comes from Avo. Avo maybe lides Rizus. States by Abraham that he got up in the morning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a mitzvah. And it was such a difficult mitzvah, an impossible mitzvah, to go and sacrifice his only son. He got up in the morning with such enthusiasm that he forgot to tell his servants to saddle his donkey, and he himself saddled his donkey. Why did he forget? Because I'll say, because of Ava Mekalkeles es Ashura. He was so enthusiastic over what he was doing, he didn't think straight. That's what the Chazal say. Ava mekalkeles es Ashura. Wasn't thinking straight. Because he was full of enthusiasm. He was in full of motivation. Fullness of heart. You couldn't have stopped him. And the Maral explains that this comes from the heart. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, this is the total antithesis to the physical nature of man. The physical nature of man is from the offer, from the earth. The earth has no zeal in it whatsoever. The earth has no enthusiasm in it. No enthusiasm, no inspiration, no motivation. The earth has no quickness in it. That's why it's referred to as a daimem. A daimem means something which is totally silent and doesn't move. You want to move a stone, you have to move it. It cannot move by itself. If you watch something and you're watching it and you think it's moving, you're not sure if it's moving or not. What is the question? The question is if it's alive or dead. If it's moving, it's alive. If it doesn't move, then it's dead. There's no life in it. the mida that we're speaking about, the quality, is the total antithesis to the physical nature of man. That's why it's a very difficult quality for man. Because the goof is mevakesh anocha, the goof wants to sit still. Person wants to sit still. Person wants to, he doesn't want to get up in the morning. If he gets up, he doesn't want to move too fast. If he's in one place, he doesn't want to move to another. That's the nature of the physical man. This that gives him his movement comes from the Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, imbued life in him. But the seat of that is in the heart. Why is it in the heart? Because the heart is known as the melech, as the king of the person. Because it's the greatest motivator. What does a person do? A person, what comes from the heart, the rotzein, the will? What comes from the intelligence is the seichel, the shura. What you should do, what you shouldn't do. That's the barometer, that's the measure of the person. But the dhak, which pushes the person to do, the rotzein of the person, that's the heart. The heart needs the seichel, because otherwise he's pushed to do all kind of things that he shouldn't be doing. So it states, do not follow your heart without your seichel, without the intelligence. Generally, if there's a struggle, all the time, there's a struggle between the heart and the mind, people are more likely to do what their heart wants them to do than what their mind wants them to do, because the mind tells them what they should do and the heart tells them what they want to do. Generally, the mind will tell them, don't eat that, or don't do this, and the heart will tell them, yes. But when you have both working, and the mind tells you this is what you should do, then you need your heart to drive you to do it. And that's nidvas libay ratzon hatov, with the good fullness of your goodwill. Reluctance means that the mind tells you to do it, but the heart says no. It's like driving with the brakes on. And the heart is known as the melech because it's the greatest driving force in the person. The emotions are the greatest driving force in the person. The will of the person, the rotzen. And the melech is the driving force of the nation. States by the melech, the king, he is called Lev Shela Am, the heart of the nation. Because the heart, just like the heart drives the person, it's the king's duty to drive the nation. And therefore, a person needs heart in order to break through the physical nature of man that does not want to do anything and to do what is right, what the mind tells him is right. If you have a mitzvah without heart, which will be a mitzvah without Jesus, then it's an empty mitzvah. It's a half a person. The Mesillas Yesharim brings in Chelkias, Perek Zayin, from Chelkias Rizus, the end of Daf Lamed Hey and Lamed Bob, in this particular print, Eshkol, he brings we find that tzaddikim, by the great righteous people, all of their acts were with Jesus, with Mehirus. means, for example, by Shlema Melech, the Chazal praise him. Al Shemiher Melechas Binyan Abayis Belenisatzel Bola Achen Eso. Once he had the opportunity to build the Beis Hamikdash, he threw all of his keches, all of his abilities, all of his strength into it. And the Mesillas Yesharim writes that there are two times, crucial times, when you need Zrishus, because the Satan and the goof will stand in the way. One we mentioned, to do something, to start something. The goof wants to rest. To start something, you need Zrishus, and to finish it. Many times we can overcome the physical nature and start it, but then we get tired. Zrishus to see it through. The building of the Beis HaMikdash was an enormous undertaking. Yet Shlomo HaMelech, in his lifetime, he started it, he didn't delay, and he didn't rest until he finished it. And on that, they quote the pasuk which he wrote, Chozisi ish moher b'malachtoi. You see a person who's moher. Moher means, it comes from the word quickness, but it means more than that. A person who has so much ability and quickness to do. Maher b'malachtei lifnei malochim yishyatzov. He shall stand before the kings. The sages say this is what he was referring to. Then it brings on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu here, the entire Mishkan, we said, was done in a time of approximately 2.5 months. We said from the 11th of Tishrei, which will give us 20 days in Tishrei, the month of Mar Cheshvan, so that's a month plus 20, and 25 days in Kislev. So it'll be 45 days, so it's a month and a half, so it's a total of 2.5 months. To do an undertaking like that, with the gold and the silver, and all of the dyes and the skins and the fabrics, and the jewelry, and the precious stones and the cedar wood, in 2.5 months, Moshe didn't rest. He drove the people, and the people were driven. They drove themselves to start it right away. When did he start it? The day after Yom Kippur. Why the day after Yom Kippur? That was the first possible time that he had to start it. Until then he was on the mountain. First day he came down, he started with the Malocha. This was not that he was a fast worker. He got plenty of fast workers. That he was full of motivation and enthusiasm and inspiration that wouldn't cool until he finished it. By the righteous is always like that, not because they're fast. Sometimes adrabat says heavy mesunim medin. When it comes to paskin halacha, you're supposed to be slow, patient. Many times patience is called for. It's not because they're fast, not because they're reckless. Because they're inspired and they're full of enthusiasm and they have their entire heart into the work. Avram kosev boy vayemayer Avram hello el sora vayome mahari. By Avram, what did it say? He ran to the tent and he told Sora, hurry and prepare the meal for the wayfarers. Vayiten al anar vayemayer. He gave it to the lad and told him, hurry, go shecht it. By Rivka states, "Vatemaher vataarkado." Not only was she so anxious to do this, but she did it. She ran to do it. V'chein omru b'medrash, and then he brings a medrash. The by in Shoftim Yud Gimel, in the Tanakh, in Shoftim Yud Gimel, it states. Thank you. Perek Yud Gimel Posuk. It starts with Posuk, Ches Tes Yud. An angel came to the wife of Manoach, and he said that you will have a child, and therefore do not drink any wine, any wine, do not eat anything which is tome. Ki nezir elekim yanar, mi beten ad ye meise. The child will be a nozir, a Nazirite, from the womb until the day of his death. This would be is referring to Shimshon, to Samson. She came and she told her husband, Manoach. So Manoach said, please Hashem, let us know, what should we do with this child? Vayishma Elokim b'kol Manoach. Hashem heard, listened to the voice of Manoach. Vayova malach Elokim od ela isha. The angel came again to the woman. V'yeshevus basodea, and she was in the field. Umaneach isha einimo. And Manoach was not with her. Batemayara isha. And the isha ran. Batorots. She hurried and she ran. Batagedli isha, and she told her husband. Batomer elov hinei nira elayo ish. She said, the man that came in the first place, he's came again. Asher bo bayom eloi. So therefore they went out to the field to see him in order to find out what to do with this child that's to be born. But it states, what does it state? It says, Batemayhera isha vatorots. She hurried and she ran. Mesilas Shishorim Anet brings a Medrash Rabba on Bamidbar Rabba, Perek Yud, Melamed Shekol Maaseim Shel Tzadikim B'mihirus. From here we hear that all of the deeds of the Tzadikim are with an enthusiasm, with a quickness. Asher lo yitnu hefsek zman lei al hascholas ha-mitzvah v'lei al hashlamosa. They do not delay before they start the mitzvah, and once they start the mitzvah, they do not delay until they finish the mitzvah. And this is like we see here. This is what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants full people, not people without a heart. Doesn't need those types of servants. Asher levarato, it's Hashem elakecho, b'simcha b'tub levov. Says, I don't need people that serve me with a reluctance, with an irritation. I want heart. I want fullness of heart. Similar to this, in a similar vein, we find in another Gemara. There it's talking that he wants people with heart and with intelligence. Because if a person is a person with seichel, there's a Gemara, very interesting Gemara, in Perakol Abosur, Daf Kuf Hei. Oma Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva said, Anola ho milsa, chalaba chamra, legabi abba. I, compared to my father, am like vinegar compared to wine when it comes to this mitzvah. What mitzvah was he speaking about? There the Gemara is talking about if you eat bosser, if you eat meat, you have to wait before you eat milk. So Marukva said that when my father would eat bosser, he wouldn't eat anything that was milchix until the next day at that time. He would wait 24 hours. No, if I eat meat, I wait till the next Suda. I won't eat milchix until the next Suda. The next Suda, I'll eat milchix. Teisra says that's where we get our shiur a measure of 6 hours, because generally there were 6 hours between Suda the Suda, between one meal and another. This is what Marukva says. So he says, I can compare to my father. He was like good wine, and I'm like vinegar. It tells the Rav, from Yosef Leiv, that's a good kash on this Gemara. He says, did Mar Ukva hold this was a Dovra Hogaim, this was something that was admirable? Or did he hold this is maybe Chosid Shaita? This is Stama Narishkeit. It's like someone doesn't, he eats, when he eats meat, he'll decide that he won't eat milk until a month later. He must have held this was something that was very admirable, because he's praising his father. He's saying his father is like good wine and I'm like vinegar. See, held this was very admirable. If you hold it's admirable, so do it. Not so difficult. For Ma'ukva. Ma'ukva was from the rabbis of the Gemara. They were like malochim compared to us, like angels. If this was admirable, and if this was your father's custom, and this is what he did, what he's praising him for, do it. When you have fleishiks, don't have milchiks till the next day. Well, that's too difficult for you. They were able to have fast days and whatnot, learn 24 hours at a time. This is difficult. And if you held it was an Arishkeit, it's nonsense. So what are you praising it for? Very, very strong question. And this, he said, a klal, great principle. He said, sure he could do it. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He could do it, but he held that he didn't understand everything that was in it. And the father did it. Father was a Bal Madrega. Father was on a very, very high level in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in righteousness. This was the type of act that was appropriate for his father. He says, this is not an act which is appropriate for me. We gave a shir on this Chanukah Hidur Mitzvah. Because great Hasidim Rishayim did things that were appropriate for them. Therefore, someone in the shuk, in the marketplace, also can do those things. And that's what he was saying. My father, who was on such a level of chassidus, such a level of greatness, and he could understand all of the Sisrei Torah, all of the hidden secrets. Actually, Zohar HaKodesh speaks greatly about separating between milk and meat. He could understand all of it. And it was at that level. That mitzvah was very appropriate for him. 24 hours. For me, no, I'm very far from it. That's why I'm like vinegar compared to wine. I should do it. He said, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? A monkey. A monkey. Wants an Odom, not a monkey. What is a monkey? A monkey in Lashon HaKodesh is called a kof. Kof is from the Hebrew word to copy. Because he does it, so I should do it. You go to the zoo and you do something and the monkey will copy you also. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. These are mitzvahs Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a mitzvah with a full heart, a full lev, and a full seichel. He wants mitzvahs or odom. Otherwise, he would have commanded monkeys to do. Not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has malochim, he has angels, the Chazal tell us. He has angels doing everything he bids them to do. And he still wasn't satisfied. Because the angels, this is just mechanics. This is automation. The Adam, when he does out of his own free will, and his own depth of knowledge, and his own full heart, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So he said, my father was that level when it came to this mitzvah. I'm not. And therefore, I'm vinegar compared to the best wine. This is how he explained that the Gemara, but that's a not only a wonderful explanation in the Gemara, but this is a principle in Kol HaTorah. That's why it's always brought that a person is not allowed to fulfill when it comes to Hidurim or Hasidus, which are beyond him. But this is what we're speaking about. Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't interested. When he said, bring me the true mice, he says, look, don't throw money at me like I'm a poor man and I need something to eat. I need a little gold, I need a little silver, I lack a house, I need a house. Moshe Rabbeinu was Tameya. He says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to build him a home when the whole world is his. V'oretz hadom raglov. The earth is a footstool to him. He needs us. He needs our gold and silver when Lihaz or Liha HaKesef. He needs us to bring him money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, I need Kol Asher Yidbenu Liboy. I need money that comes from the heart of the people. That's what I need. That I can't provide. I can provide all the gold and the silver, but not that comes from the heart of the people that their own hearts have inspired them to do. These are the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is what it meant. Kol Asher Yidbenu Liboy should bring their true mice.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.